Welcome to today's episode of the Normalized Surrogacy Podcast by Surrogacy Mentor. I'm your host, Carrie Flamer Powell, experienced gestational surrogate, surrogacy agency founder, and owner of Surrogacy Mentor and Modern Parent Mentor, where our aim is a safe, ethical, and enjoyable surrogacy journey for all. Today, I'm joined by our very own surrogacy intake manager and three-time surrogate, Marielle. Welcome back, Marielle.
Hello, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, hi. So today we are excited because we get to talk about the relationship between surrogates, intended parents, and the children after the journey ends. And we get to talk about this from a personal experience because in a crazy, weird twist of coincidence, you and I both just recently had visits with our intended parents and children that were born from surrogacy journeys that we each had. So these weren't like planned together or anything. They just sort of came up. And so it's kind of cool that we each get to talk about them. So I'm going to let you start and tell me about, so you've had three journeys. So, I mean, obviously without using, you know, identifying information, let's talk about which set of parents did you get to meet with? Which child or children did you get to meet with? And how did that visit come about? And how was it, obviously?
Yeah. So this was my second successful surrogacy journey. So it was my first set of intended dads from France. Mm-hmm. And so they came for a visit, was it last week? And it was awesome. It was so cool to kind of see. I always like to joke that I haven't seen any of my surro babies out in the wild, you know, since they've been more than, you know, a week or two old. So seeing him as a kid who talks and walks and interacts with his dads was just like, it's kind of inexplicable to see and hear them talk about just kind of the mundane, yep, everyday parenthood stuff that just comes with parenting is such a cool, like, kind of full circle moment to kind of see, yep, they're just a regular family like everyone else. And it's just, it was a very interesting perspective because I just haven't gotten that with any of my other journeys to see in person the kind of fruits of your labor, so to speak. So it was really cool.
That is really neat. And so you guys obviously planned for them to come visit. So they live in France and you live in North Carolina. And yep. So they came out and stayed. Did they stay with you guys or near where you guys live? And how long were they there?
Yeah, they came and stayed actually like 2 minutes from my parents' house. And so they were really close with us. And I was admittedly very nervous kind of going into this because I didn't know what to expect. For me, you know, I've always kind of been very involved and very open to whatever the intended parents wanted as far as contact afterwards. My goal in becoming a surrogate was always to help them build and grow their family, that I didn't really need anything after the fact as far as expectations go. But they have always been very great about keeping me updated, and they really want him to know where he came from as is age appropriate, right? He's four. So like getting into the nitty gritty of how all of that came to be is obviously not where he's at, but he is at an age where he's starting to realize that his family looks a little bit different than other families. He's asked a couple of times, you know, why doesn't he have a mom and things like that. And so it was important for them to kind of at least introduce me to him as part of his story. And they've kind of said from the beginning that they want him to know that I was a part of his story. So they were so cute when they came to visit. They like took him on a tour of all of his places. They went to the hospital and showed him where he was born. And they went by the Airbnb that they had stayed in. And they wanted him, mm-hmm. even though he's four, like to have some of those kind of memories to look back on and to really know that's where he came from. So for me, all he really knew is that, you know, he was born here and that I'm a part of helping him come to be And so it was important for them to kind of interact with me as well, just to kind of help bring him some, as is age appropriate, some kind of closure and some seeing maybe a little bit about how he came to be.
Right. And so did your kids get to visit with your intended parents? And in the industry or among surrogate groups, we call the children that we deliver as surrogates, we call them sometimes surrobabes. So yep. I don't know if that's like a universal thing, but sometimes we'll refer to them as surrobabes. So did they get to interact with and play with your surrobabe?
They did. And that was a really cool part to see too. You know, I just look out in the backyard, and even though there is a language barrier, he started learning a little bit of English in school. But play is universal, right? Like, you don't really need to communicate to be able to jump on a trampoline. And so, you know, they were able to play, and they got to sit and eat dinner at the kids' table together. And it was just a really cool, like I said, it just was weird almost to see, because I know everybody processes how they deal with surrogacy and compartmentalizing that and separating that from your own experiences so that you don't get too attached, but you want to have some, you know, it's a very, honestly, like a fine line to walk as far as all of that goes. And so we found ourselves kind of in this, they wanted to be respectful of me and my boundaries, and I wanted to be respectful of them and their boundaries. And so none of us really knew how to interact in those moments. So I made sure to just frankly ask, what does he know about me, and who am I to him? Because I didn't want to say or do anything that pushed, you know, them out of their boundaries and things like that. And so we were able to talk, but it was just, this kind of bizarre to kind of navigate that. They didn't want to go too far. I didn't want to go too far. So it kind of, when nobody is super forward in pushing, like, this is what we want, it definitely makes for, well, we don't really know what to do or how much we're supposed to see you while you're here, and things right. like that. So that part was, I mean, just to be honest, just a little weird, just because mm-hmm. I didn't want them to feel like they had to spend all this time with me, and they didn't want to push that on me either. So it definitely, navigating that was interesting, mm-hmm. just because we both were almost being a little too respectful of each other's boundaries that nobody crossed over the line. But it was, in the end, I got to see them as a family and hear them talk about, you know, his girlfriends at school and just all this stuff. And that's really the ultimately all I ever needed or wanted out of it, was just to see the love. And it was cool. And once we got there, my nerves went away. And so I was like, I don't know why I'm so nervous to meet a 4-year-old, but I was.
I totally get that. It's a big part of your life, and it's a unique part of your life. It's not like anything else you've ever done in your life. Right. And so it's a very unique relationship and a very compartmentalized, and there's nothing to compare it to. So you don't know how to even react to that experience.
Exactly. So,
interesting. And so remind me again how long they were in town.
They were in town for about, I think, 5 days they were here. Mm-hmm. And we did only end up seeing them the one time. Mm-hmm. So to like add a layer to our fun, like an interesting dynamic, my dad is French, actually. Mm-hmm. Was born and raised in France. And oddly, my intended parents are closer in age to my parents than to me. Mm-hmm. And so they bonded with my parents very quickly in the process. Like, even when I was pregnant, when they would come visit, they would stay at my parents' house. And right. so I know it sounds weird, but like, my mom has always had a very close relationship with them, almost more than me, as far as that part goes. Almost purposefully, though, because I was trying very hard to keep some space and distance there for my own sake, to not get overly invested and involved. And I love that my mom was able to be in there, because she didn't need to have that space for her own thing. So my parents actually ended up seeing them a second time while they were here. And my mom was really funny about making sure I was okay with that. I'm like, of course, like, you have, she's always had a very different relationship with them than I ever did. Yeah. And that's okay. Like, I love that they were able to do that and see them, and that my mom is able to really connect with them in a way that I just, you know, either wasn't or aren't ready to do just for my own, you know, just needing to keep that part separate. So it's definitely, it's a very atypical, I would say, situation when it comes to surrogacy. So I'm not sure that most surrogate's parents are close with the parents of her surro baby, but you know, we formed our own weird little dynamic here, and it's great and it works for us.
That's awesome. I love that. So I don't know how many listeners know this, but I was going to ask about your parents because you did your last two journeys through my agency that I used to own. And I actually matched you with these parents from France. And I remember when I was reviewing the profiles, I remember looking at the fact that your dad was from France. And for whatever reason, it just felt right, not just because of that reason, but there were a lot of factors that made it right. But I remember just thinking that everyone would click. And obviously everyone did click. And because I knew that your parents and your mom were going to be a huge part of your support network. And I felt like all of you as a collective were going to make a really good pairing. And so I'm glad to hear that even years later, that that's still true. So it's really cool to hear that. So
yeah, absolutely. And it's they're actually going to, my parents are going to France to visit my grandmother, who's not doing so well. And they already have plans to meet up with the guys in Paris and see kind of their part of life. And I love that they are able to do that. And we still have that kind of connection, and she's able to be closer to them than I feel comfortable with in the moments around that. Mm-hmm. So it's cool that we are all just one big happy family to an extent. And I think it's just a
super cool way. I love that. It's interesting how surrogacy brings people all around the world together. I remember when I had my agency, I had some intended dads that lived in Barcelona, and my in-laws at the time were in Barcelona for vacation. And I was like, it's totally random, but I'm pretty sure where you guys are staying is like right around the corner from where my intended dads that are clients of mine live. And so if I call them and they want to come have coffee with you guys, would you guys like to meet them? And they're like, sure. So they ended up having coffee with my in-laws. And now, even years later, after I think the twins that these intended dads ended up having have got to be like 7 or 8 years old now, my in-law, my ex-mother-in-law still says, how are the twins of those boys? They were such nice boys in Barcelona.
I love that. Sweet.
Yeah. So anyway, well, that's really cool. So I assume that there'll be more visits in the future for you guys and pictures and all of the things. It's really neat that you guys got to have that time.
Yeah. And, you know, probably hopefully by that point, I'll have a better process of wrapping my mind around interacting with them. Cause it is like, we call it what it is, a weird thing to kind of interact with, that this was a baby that you had that's not yours. And you always just want to be mindful of mm-hmm. them and not overstepping your bounds. And just for me too, like there is still that kind of emotional connection that you have with a baby you carried for that long. And so there's no like guidebook to how you handle these things. And I know that I've seen, you know, some women really want that involvement and that works with them and their intended parents. And I think that's great. Even with the three of my journeys, my interactions with the parents too have all been very different. And so it's definitely an interesting one, but we did great and really made it work. And it's just, yeah, it's the first time I've seen one in the wild. So it's just kind of funny because it seems like such a different lifetime ago, you know, because after you have your surro baby, your life goes on, you know, like you kind of jump back into it. And then it's just kind of weird to be like, oh yeah, I did that, you know, it's just an interesting thing to navigate. But I know you recently saw your surro baby too.
I did. Yeah. So mine was a little different. So mine was kind of a last minute visit. So I live in Arizona, and the family that I carried for lives in Georgia, the state of Georgia. So opposite ends of the country. I lived in Oregon at the time I delivered. And so, I just happened to be going on vacation in South Carolina last week, and my layover was in Atlanta. And so it was a 3.5 hour layover. And so I texted the mom and said, "Hey, are you guys around?" It was a Saturday. And I was like, "You guys have any plans on this particular Saturday? Because I have a 3.5 hour layover and we'd love to see you if you guys are willing to come to the airport." And I was traveling with my daughter, and who's going to be 12 in a couple weeks. And also my partner, who I've been with just almost a year now, my new partner. And the mom that I cared for was like, "Yeah, we'll be around. We'd love to see you." So the little guy that I delivered is going to be 9 years old soon. He's about a month away from turning 9 years old. So, you know, it's been a while, right? Like, we've seen each other a few times over the years, and we text and, you know, exchange, you know, holiday gifts and birthday gifts and all that stuff. So we're in constant communication, but it's been a while since I've seen him. I think the last time I saw him was probably 4 years ago-ish, something like that, maybe five. So anyway, so we got to the airport and we met at a restaurant in the airport, and it's just like no time had passed at all, and just sat and talked. And it was really funny because, so my daughter's currently 11, almost going to be 12. Their birthdays are a month apart. So she's about to be 12. He's about to be 9. So they're both still very similar in the sense that they're very into their Nintendos and very into like Minecraft and Pokemon. And so
yeah,
they had the Nintendo going, and the two of them instantly were just like, you know, two middle schoolers, like, "Let me see what you're doing on that Nintendo." And so they were instantly in their own little world. And it was basically the adults left to talk amongst themselves. But it was cool to introduce my partner to the intended mom. So I should mention that I carried for two moms, and they have since divorced. And so it was just one mom that was there with my sorrow babe. And so I got to introduce my partner to the intended mom. I guess she's not the intended mom anymore, right? She's the mom.
And it's a weird shift to go. Yeah,
it is a weird shift. The mom. Well, and it's hard too, because we don't want to use names or reveal identities. And so you have to use a term. So yeah. So I got to introduce him to her, and it's cool being able to like bring to life that part of my life for him. Cause I've obviously told him about surrogacy, and he knows that's been my profession for the last decade. But to actually see in front of him, like the family that I helped create, I think was like kind of enlightening for him in a way. And it was cool for me too to be able to say, like, you know, this is the real family that I helped create. It was neat. But it was just really fun. It was really neat. And it was funny too, because they've been very open with this my sorrow babe about where he came from and how he was born. And I mean, he has two moms, a sperm donor who is a known friend of theirs, but he has two moms, a sperm donor and a surrogate. So like, he knows all the things, right?
Yeah.
And so, he knows who I am. He knows that he grew in my belly. And it's so funny because we used to always say, I used to always tell his moms, like, "Oh my gosh, this kid is going to be so tall and so active because he is kicking me like crazy. And he's kicking me like really high up in my ribs." Like, and it was true. Like, he was born super long and like almost 10 pounds. And they said that after he was born, he never stopped kicking his legs. And so when he saw me this past week, he's like, "When I grew in your belly, I kicked you like a ninja." I was like, "Yes, you did."
I love that.
Yeah, it was really cute. It was really sweet. And we just got like, you know, a good 2.5 hours or so to talk and catch up. And it was fun, really fun to see my daughter just sit there and hang out with him. And, you know, she was kind of like his first friend, because she would like talk to him while he was in my belly. And she knew that that wasn't her sibling that I was carrying. She knew that that was someone else's baby, but she would talk to him like, "Hi, baby." Cause at the time she was what, like, well, when I first, cause my journey took a while. because we had a failed transfer and then a big long wait in between the first and second transfer. But I think she was 18 months when we started and 3 years old when we finished. So she was pretty little, but she understood like this wasn't our baby, but she still talked to him in the womb. And so we always joke that that's like his first little friend. So it was cute to see them playing on the Nintendo. And we got lots of pictures of the two of them. So it was really sweet.
Yeah, I love that.
It was really cool. Yeah, it's a very interesting relationship because it's like I have a best friend that I've known since I'm 14 years old, that like she and I will literally go years without actually speaking. But when we do, it is like not a moment has passed. We can literally pick up a conversation that we haven't had in years and it will be like not a moment has passed. And there's no explaining that needs to be done. And there's nothing that's different. And that's how I feel between me and this mom. Like what we experienced together, there's no amount of time that's going to change what we did together, right? And so we do have a close relationship in the sense that we text and send pictures and we're in communication, but we don't have to talk or visit or see each other for there to be that bond. And I know that not every surrogacy journey is that way. I know that that's what we hope for. But for us, it's kind of nice because we can see each other every few years, but still feel super connected in between. And that's how I felt. Like it wasn't like this, oh man, you know, I felt kind of weird seeing her because we don't ever talk. And so what do we talk about? It was just like, I don't know, a member of my family, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. It absolutely does. And I felt like our dynamic definitely picked up where it left off. And then you know, you see the little one kind of running around back there. And so it just, it was, I guess, weird to me for my end of things that I was letting it feel like so nervous. And it's like, we know them, like that we did this for them. It's just, I think throwing in the like, oh, okay, I don't want to like say or do the wrong thing. And then they didn't want to say or do the wrong thing. And so luckily my mom was there to kind of flat out just say, hey, we're here. We all want to see you, but we don't want to push, and kind of just put it out there. And they said the kind of the same thing, that they just didn't want to push too hard. So I think it's nobody tells you. There's no guidebook for how this goes and how it feels after. And I think being able to share our experiences should hopefully help, if nothing else, help you feel not alone and not knowing how to navigate all this in the end. And you just got to go with what feels the best for you and your situation, whatever that is.
Yeah, there is no right or wrong, because it's funny because the way that you explain your recent visit is kind of how I felt when the moms came out for the birth. I felt really nervous and I had very specific expectations of how things were going to go, and they didn't go that way at first. And I was kind of disappointed and a little like irritated because I thought we were going to spend all of our time together leading up to the birth, but they were going to like go do sightseeing and stuff. And I was annoyed. And yeah, it was like a whole thing. And so it's funny that that experience was different than I thought. And then now 9 whatever years later, things are totally like great. So that just goes to show me that it doesn't really matter. All that matters is that you have the relationship that's right for you, that works for everyone in your journey. And that at the end of the day, you have a healthy, happy family that you helped create, and that you feel good about what you did, and that everyone feels good about the relationship where it stands. And that if you want more out of that relationship as the years go on, that you ask for that. And if both of you, all of you want that, great. You know, you work on that just like with any other friend or family member in your life. You can, you know, I'm 46 years old and there's relationships I'm always working on with people in my life. And that's no different for the intended parents. And eventually these sorrow babes are going to be adults themselves, right? Or teenagers then adults. And they're going to want to have a completely different relationship maybe, right? With us. Yep. And so we'll get to see how that evolves too.
Yep. And I think that's what's and so interesting too, is, you know, I've done this for three different families and my dynamics with all three sets of intended parents are very, very different. So it's not even just me and how I process my relationships with them, but each scenario is scenario is very different just based on, you know, the relationship that you've already built with your intended parents. And so, I like to have things like planned and have a good idea of what's going on. And as in most things with pregnancy and life, you just got to let it evolve naturally and just see where things go. And so it's definitely was cool. It's very different because I never, you know, expected, especially my last two journeys were international. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know that I'm going to get to Israel to go and see her and my last set of intended dads. The French guys, obviously, there is much more potential for visits, given that half of my family is over there. And they had, like I said, been very forward from the beginning that they want him to know me and want me to be mm-hmm. involved to a certain extent forever, just to know. And then my first set of intended parents, we really don't have much of a relationship anymore outside of, you know, they do send some updates around their birthday and, you know, a couple of times a year. And that's okay too, because that's what works for us and our relationship. And so it's very interesting, even within my own self, how different these dynamics can be. So
yep.
For anybody listening out there, don't feel bad that your relationship during pregnancy or delivery and after looks very different from somebody else's, because they all are very different and you just gotta roll with what mm-hmm. feels good and right. And that's okay. Yep,
absolutely. And it can always change. Cause yep. like I said, they may be children now, but they're going to eventually become teenagers and adults. And maybe they'll want a relationship, even if the parents don't at this point, right? So you never know. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you sharing your experience, and hopefully this is of some value to people that are listening. So thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Of course.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Normalized Surrogacy Podcast by Surrogacy Mentor and Modern Parent Mentor. Again, I'm your host, Carrie Flamer Powell. I want to again thank Marielle for joining us today. Be sure to check us out online at surrogacymentor.com. If you're interested in knowing whether surrogacy is right for you, take our easy 2-minute quiz on our website. Also check us out at modernparentmentor.com if you're considering an independent surrogacy journey as a surrogate or intended parent. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast to learn more about gestational surrogacy and how to have a safe, ethical, and enjoyable surrogacy journey. Talk to you next time.